The Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast is proud to be sponsored by Dr. Spork's 3D Terrain. From retro greenskin outposts to elven fortresses and obelisks, this is hands down the best nostalgic scenery you'll find out there, and all at stupidly reasonable prices. Check it out for yourself by searching for Dr. Spork on Cults 3D or My Mini Factory, and turn your bedroom battlefields into a scene from White Dwarf circa 1994. Andy Chambers not included. Brought to you by bedroombattlefields.com, this is the Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast. Hello and welcome to the Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast. It's Matthew with you here, and it's that time once again. It's hobby accountability time. It's time to hear your submissions, what you've been up to throughout the month of October 2025. Starting off with Josh. Very exemplary performance, Josh. He submitted his clip for October 3 weeks ago, so that's just incredible. Maybe that was just very, very late for September, I'm not sure. But well done, Josh, for getting that clip in early. So let's kick things off with you.
Good day, folks of the Bedrooms Battlefields community. This is Josh coming to you from Massachusetts in the USA. It's early in October, so I fully anticipate that this will change, but I'm trying to use this as a bit of a self-check so that I can focus my hobby ADHD and shiny syndrome. Right now, I am working on Plague and Asterians for the Manta Games Epic Warpath 10mm game that just arrived a few weeks back. I've only gotten one game in, but I've already gotten most of the Plague base-coated and assembled, and the Asterians are next on the list. I also just picked up my first real airbrush with a compressor, so I'm hoping to use that to help speed up my painting this month. Other games I'm dabbling in include Conquest by Parabellum. I'm struggling to finish a 2,000-point Nords, basically Vikings and Sea Giants and Werewolves army. It's mostly base coded but not finished, and I really want to get that done, but again, I'm getting distracted by other projects. The other two projects that are distracting me right this week are a small number of models from the Blackout, sort of near future sci-fi skirmish on a really small table by, I believe it's called Enemy Spotted Studios. A friend of mine has really dived into that, and now of course that has rubbed off on me. And then the last thing that I admit to finally paving is I had picked up my first Gundam or Gunpla model, a 30-minute mission kit and a couple weapon upgrades in acrylic, clear, and green plastic. You can swap out weapons, as the game store near me in Northern Connecticut is actually doing a league using the Gamma Wolves rules by Ash Barker. To play using basically Gundam models. So I have now jumped on the Gunpla or Gundam train for the first time after holding off on doing that for a few months. And hopefully I'll get through a couple of these projects, and I'm curious to see by the end of October and start of November how well I've done, and I will be hopefully checking back with you at that point. So thanks for the listen, and keep up the great hobby progress.
Hey, Matthew, this is Ryan, Don Juan Don from the Discord, calling in for this month's voice feedback hobby question, which again is kind of what are we working on this month and what are we looking forward to for next month? And I really enjoy these questions because it's fun to get to hear what everybody's, you know, got on their table, and it's fun to kind of get to share mine. And then I think it's interesting to hear the progression of, you know, what was I working on recently, or how has that changed, or, you know, what have I made good on, and maybe what have I failed to close out. So it's kind of neat, and in a weird way kind of keeps me honest with what my priorities are. So first off, thanks again. Really love these. As far as this past month, you know, this month of October goes, I've been playing mostly a game called Blackout. It's become kind of a hotness at our local store. It's just a really neat little skirmish game. Got some folks down there that are creating custom scenarios, which make it great. And it's just got a really unique rule set and not a ton of models to paint up and buy. So easy to get into. I was playing Halo prior to that, and I still enjoy Halo, but Blackout seems like it's really kind of taken over. And honestly, I'm here for it. So that's been the vast majority of what I've been able to play. As far as painting goes, I do have some more Blackout to paint up, but mainly I'm involved with a hobby swap for the holidays, an international one with some folks, and we have a cyberpunk synthwave theme this time. So I had gone back and forth on what to do. I even started a few things, and ended up having one of those shower thoughts where I had another idea that I liked so much more. So I scrapped the first one and kind of started over. But, and I'm not going to share details in case my swap partner listens to this podcast, but that's been the main focus of my painting this past month. And we'll be hopefully wrapping that up early in November so I can get that shipped out in case the post takes a while to make it overseas. And then kind of planning beyond that for next month, just got the notification that a lot of the Elder Scrolls Call to Arms STLs had unlocked with a frontier that I had backed a while back. So that's on my potential list. And then same thing for Epic Warpath for Mantic. It's their, I think it's 10 millimeter scale, but it's basically taking their Warpath games like Dead Zone and Firefight and scaling them down to a much more epic scale where things are multi-based and whatnot. So I read through the rules. Rules seemed really slick, and I just love the idea of having, you know, more of a, it's just different for me to have more of a grandiose army on the table, which is normally not my thing. But since it's sci-fi, I figured what the heck. So I'd like to spend some time kind of planning out maybe some just real basic forces and getting those printed up and painted up. And then lastly, kind of interesting, we've got some family that we play D&D with regularly who love board games and have gotten into role-playing games. And they approached me a while back and said, hey, you know, what's this Minis War Game thing all about? They were at Gen Con and they, you know, saw some of the really cool setups. And we talked a little bit about it in Gen Con and it kind of fell away. I think, you know, life got in the way and both of us had been traveling and, you know, doing family stuff, and it wasn't conducive to really take off, but it's kind of resurfaced again. So I'm going through this mental exercise of, you know, how do I introduce someone to this and what do I introduce them with? And, you know, do I just present them some minis and terrain and say, pick the one that looks the coolest and go from there? Or, you know, do I do it based on what I think would be the best rule set? So I've honestly been kind of racking my brain on what's that process look like to bring someone in who has some experience in board games and role-playing games, but nothing with the hobby wargaming side of it. So I'm looking forward to doing that. I'm looking forward to getting them engaged and hoping it turns into something fun. If nothing else, it'd be just some more folks to paint with. So that's what's been on my dock and what I'm looking forward to kind of coming in November and coming up in the holidays. So thanks again for the great question. I look forward to hearing everybody's answers. Thanks, Matthew.
Hello, Matthew and Bedrun Battlefields crew. Well, last month I was working on Necromunda, mostly the old minis, the Cawdor, and some Escher. And I have worked on a bit of them. I posted a few pictures and the gang's coming along, but I have been intercepted. I have been waylaid. I have been pillaged. Yes, my table is suddenly full of Vikings and Anglo-Saxons, Anglo-Normans, Anglo-Danes, the whole lot. If it's got Anglo in it, it's on the desk. At the moment, I'm painting up my Viking warlord for pillage, and I'm eagerly awaiting a shipment of some of the Anglo-Saxons that I need. The game itself arrived, and I've been reading over the book. My daughter has been having difficulty sleeping recently, so she wants me to read to her. And in order to kill two birds with one stone, I have been reading to her the rules. She asked if we could read the Viking book again, and I think she's ready to throw some dice. But yes, it looks good. The system itself is based on the Lord of the Rings strategy battle game, which I already love. And some of my Rohan warriors will be taking the place of Anglo-Saxons. It looks fun. Nice, narrative, straightforward. The main thing about the rules is that everybody's got one hit point, unless it's a warlord. And it's very WYSIWYG. If you have a man with a Dane axe and full armor and a shield, he's a man with a Dane axe and full armor and shield. And then that has in-game effect, making him more difficult to hit and also slightly slower with the axe because it's a two-hander. Yeah, I think, well, at least from the battle reports that I've seen, that it looks like it could be quite fun and quite quick. The Rohan houses that I've already painted up and were ready for Lord of the Rings are going to be based and flocked and set up, and my strange Anglo-Saxon villages will be ready to be pillaged. One of the other things that's great about it is that there is a phase in the game called the fire phase, which is not about shooting, but actually starting fires and trying to destroy property. A combination of Vikings and property destruction sounds right up my alley. I'll let you know next month how I get on.
Hi, Matthew. Martin here in Hampshire. Martin S. on the Discord with another very late reply to your question of the month asking for our hobby updates. On the gaming front, I have a couple of 15mm DBA tournaments looming. The first of these is a scramble event near Newbury. A scramble is where you put your army into a pool and other people have to use it for the first 5 games before you finally command it on game 6. With that in mind, many of us usually take a moderate to poor army, so picking a dud for others to struggle with can be a funny exercise in itself, as is trying to win a game with a really poor army to command. It can be a real challenge and loads of fun too. This year, my choice will be Italian hill tribes from around 1000 to 500 BC, who are far from tough, quite brittle in fact, and hard to scrape a win with. I'm looking forward to seeing what others will bring as you get handed a different army every game, and there's some weird ones in there every time. On the painting table recently, as a result, were some figures to make that early Italian army up, including a new general's unit, plus additionally a few Scythian steppe nomads to add to an existing force. The Scythians are ongoing with the usual queue behind them for the next to paint. The next DBA tournament after that will be at the Warfare Show in Farnborough in mid-November, and my army has yet to be picked for that one. The theme there is armies and enemies of later Rome, from the defeat by the Goths at Adrianople to the Byzantine disaster against the Turks at Manzikert in 1071. So there's loads of choice of armies, from the Romans themselves and the Byzantines and all their many foes. Towards the end of November, I'm looking forward to a game of the newly released Dragon Rampant version 2 with a fellow member of the Farnborough Club. It'll probably involve my 28mm Wizards and Lizards warband with a strong showing by my repurposed plastic dinosaurs, some of China's finest. The details of what the army will consist of I've yet to work out, but as I'm still ploughing through the rulebook looking for the differences from version 1 of the rules, it's yet to be sorted out. Could take a while, but my opponent is a very nice guy, always great to play against. He's bringing a newly painted army based around H.P. Lovecraft's Cthulhu novels. It should be fun. Any add-ons for the army I'm taking will be last-minute paint jobs in the required fashion.
Hello, Matthew. It's Bruce here, calling in at the 11th hour for the hobby update. Not much news from me, I'm afraid. Well, not much different. In any case, I'm still working on the game I spoke about, and will continue to do so for a long, long time. But one thing I did do, which was fun, was it's our annual Halloween party tonight. And amongst a few other light duties, I'm entrusted with the decoration of the downstairs toilet. And this year, I always make it miniatures based, of course. And this year it's a graveyard scene of zombies springing out of the earth and attacking a keep, which is manned by a group of grim looking witch hunter types. So I really enjoyed that, actually. Not made dioramas specifically before, and this is just an assembly of miniatures, you know, cobbled together with some terrain, but I'd be quite interested in exploring that in the future, especially going to Warhammer World and seeing all of the purpose-built dioramas in glass cases. Anyway, I digress. If anyone wants to see the video, I posted it on the Discord gaming thread just now. So that's it from me. More homebrew RPG game building, which I will probably start to unveil over the next few months. But yeah, just lighthearted hobbying for me. Happy Halloween. Hope everyone is having a lovely, or had a lovely half term. Keep well and look forward to many more podcasts from you.
Hello, everyone. Dr. Spork here. I've nearly managed this month's Call of the Crane pledge. With about 8 hours before the deadline, I have to find the time to finish one more orc. This month, I think I'll be doing my Snotling pump wagon, which should be a little easier than 20 orcs, but we'll see. And I'm hoping something big will be landing in the next couple of weeks on the 3D printing front, so watch this space. On the gaming front, I have a couple of games of 5th edition fantasy lined up, which is very exciting. And even more exciting, a game of Laserburn, which I'm very interested to try. It sounds like quite an odd system, but yeah, I think it should be fun. Looking forward to hearing what your plans are. Cheers.
Hi, Matthew, it's Mark. I'm just calling in for your September. Is it September? Is it October? It's October, isn't it? Your October question of the month, how are we getting on with our hobby? And the fact I don't even know what month it is shows how time goes quicker than you expect when you're having fun or having a miserable time at work, whatever it may be. Anyway, I've been up to some good hobby stuff over the past month. Lots of painting, bit of playing. That's all been great. The main painting I've been doing has been for David's Call of the Crown challenge over on the Crown of Command community. So I'm doing a Dogs of War army for that. And I started off with a core unit of pikemen. So the kind of main unit in the army, the defensive pikemen unit. And in that, I've also got some guys who are bearing a palanquin, on top of which is Brian Ansell, who is the figure that we got at Bring Out Your Lead in 2024, a brilliant little model, and I've enjoyed painting him up and his little gang. Alongside that, I've also done a mercenary general on horseback. So those just need basing up and photographing, and they will go off to David at the end of the month in the next couple of days. And what he does is he puts together video with all of the photographs of before and after for each month, and that'll be available on his Fifth Hammer YouTube channel. So if you're not familiar with the Call of the Crown or anything like that, then you can go and have a look at it on the Crown of Command Discord or watch David's Fifth Hammer report or both. In terms of other painting, I actually got a bit of wind behind my sails, and I got not only those done, but I've managed to paint some wood elves. I've got some Bretonian squires done. I've painted up a chariot, and on which I've got this figure which I'm making as Diane Ansell to go along with Brian Ansell. So I've got the two of them leading the charge from the Citadel, which is always cool. And I'm doing quite well with my painting at the moment, if I don't say so myself. I'm enjoying it, and I'm feeling like I'm getting a decent amount done. Nice bright colours, and enjoying that against the backdrop of the grey autumn skies that are descending all around us. Playing wise, I had one game this month, but it was a good one. So I met up with Luke, who's Trump on the Discord, and he and I met halfway between where we live, a place called Boards and Swords Hobbies in Derby, which is a really good hobby shop on a kind of industrial estate sort of thing out there, just outside the town centre in Derby, and that's open pretty much every evening. It's a really decent place. They've got loads of gaming tables, nice people there, lots of stuff going on. And we've met, I think, 3 times now and played Warhammer there, which has been great fun. So looking forward to doing that the next time. I must say, I took a very over-the-top list of 2,000 points of Wood Elves, which consisted of not many models. So, you know, some archers. I've got this 3 chariots. I had a dragon in there. So it was all some quite powerful stuff. 2 tree men. And it was a little too much for the poor dwarves who just on their movement 3 couldn't really catch up. So I felt a little bit bad, only a little bit. But that was a good victory for the Wood Elves anyway. And then coming up, I've got more Wood Elves and Bretonians, a few more Wood Elves and Bretonians to paint. And then those 2 armies will be done. I've got next month's submission, the November one for Call of the Crown. So I'm going to be painting up some more Dogs of War. So it's going to be some duelists and some flying crossbowmen and also a Leonardo da Vinci inspired scientist on a special kind of a horse. So I'm looking forward to doing those and maybe finishing off the last of my Wood Elves, Bretonians and other bits and bobs. Also got some Man of War ships to paint. So I painted my Chaos Dwarf fleet a while ago, 18 months ago, but I haven't done my Empire one. But I saw on, it was on Crown of Command's Patreon, A.D. Wood of White Dwarf fame, one of Josh's patrons. He shared some Empire fleet he'd been painting using the Army Painter speed paints. And they look great. I think it's a really good way of getting out that detail with all the masts and rudders and oars and bits of crenellated bits and bobs on the side of the wooden ships. Those paints just really take well. So I got a couple of those when I was at Boards and Swords with Luke, and I'm going to try those out on the Empire fleet and hopefully get those painted up soon.
Hello, Matthew. It's Ed from Sussex and the Discord here. I am here to tell you about my hobby update. So first up, we have Blood Bowl. The last time I said I was going to try and get in at least one, hopefully 2 games. I only got in 1 game of Blood Bowl, which I won. So very happy about that. But I do have a couple of games on Sunday. And the following weekend is the tournament that I'm playing in at my local club. So looking forward to that. I decided to buy 3 more team members for my Dark Elf team. So I'm going to be printing those up over the weekend. So that's going to be good fun. The Armageddon campaign I mentioned last time is now complete. We had a great time at the club. There's about 6 of us who participated throughout the campaign. The orcs in the final game fought to a sort of a stalemate with the Imperium and their Eldar allies. Great fun. And we are intending on having a games day in the spring next year, which will be kind of a culmination, sort of final battle of that campaign. But it's going to be a big battle. So we're hoping for sort of 6,000, maybe a few more points per side, and have the orcs finally assault the Hive in Armageddon. The ruins from Dr. Spork did not get painted in the end, but I am going to paint them in time for that games day. Next up, we have the Space Weirdos expansion I mentioned. So Weird Millennium, the fan expansion for Space Weirdos, is complete. It's up on the Wargames Vault and has been doing pretty well. We've been raising a whole bunch of money for charity. So all the proceeds from it go to charities each month. So really pleased with how that's progressed. There is few spelling errors that have been caught, so we are going to probably do an updated version of it, which is just correcting a couple of minor typos, and that'll be done in hopefully over the weekend. So yeah, that's another thing ticked off my list for completion. I mentioned that I had some Gene Stealer cult minis on my table last time. Those are all painted and done, so they have found their way into the cabinet with the rest of that army. So very pleased with that. And then finally, I mentioned the Skaven that I've been working on ready for Jason's big battle day in January. I have got 3 swarms of rats painted, 13 giant rats painted, and I've rebased 7 gutter runners. Well, I think 6 gutter runners and an assassin, technically. So there's progress there. I've still got a whole bunch of clam rats. I've got some more gutter runners to paint. The slave master, beast masters for the giant rats. So that's really, once these 3 dark elf blood bowl players are done, my life is going to be all rats. Anyway, thanks very much. Looking forward to hearing what everyone else has to say. And happy hobbying, everyone.
Hello, everybody. It's David M. here on the Discord and Fifth Hammer over on YouTube checking in for our monthly hobby update. As many of you know, I run the Call of the Crown painting challenge over on the Crown of Command Discord, and that is in full swing. We're getting some amazing entries. So if you want to be inspired, I would highly encourage you to go over there and take a look. But as for what I'm working on, I'm still brushing away on my big block of 42 Alcatani Fellowship Pikemen from the Warhammer Fantasy 5th Edition Dogs of War Army. And they're almost done. Just a few little touch-ups and little detail work to do on them. And they will be done. And here in the next 24 hours or so, I'm hoping to finish working on the general who will accompany them as well. And I've been using Vallejo ground texture on these guys, which is new to me. It's been fun to experiment with that and put it to work, which is a bit of a change up from the usual convention, tried and true convention that I normally follow of sand and PVA and then applying large amounts of goblin green with a wash and then dry brushing on some yellow highlights at the end, which is a method I love. As I said, it's been used for many years, but I just wanted to do a little something different with these guys. And so we'll see how it turns out. But I think overall, I'm pretty happy with it. At the very least, it was fun to just do something different, which I think we need to do in the hobby sometimes just to keep it fresh. But as we head into November, I will be looking to paint up a unit of Al Mukhtar's Desert Dogs, along with Lucrezia Belladonna, a special character. And those guys are also from the Warhammer 5th Ed Dogs of War Army. Some light cavalry there, and Lucrezia is a wizard. So those will be great. Hopefully the Desert Dogs can protect the flank of my pikemen, and Lucrezia can throw some spells downrange at the enemy for me. So looking forward to getting started on those. And that's what's in store for me as we head into November. And as always, I'm looking forward to hearing what everybody else is working on out there in hobby land, and wishing you all best of luck in your paintings and projects. And as always, thank you, Matthew, for running the podcast and putting this together. And that's it for me. So cheers, everybody.
Hello, Matthew. This is Carl Paulson at Chicago Skirmish War Games. What are we doing right now? Well, the club is actually facing a lot of questions about what to do right now. We've been trying a lot of different things. We played some Void Fighter a couple of weeks ago. We did some Fear and Faith. That's a Song of Blades and Heroes variant for Halloween last week. And we're just kind of casting about, trying to figure out what comes next. We've been throwing out ideas like maybe playing Shadow War Armageddon, get some old school 40K style games in maybe. I'm kind of trying to lean the guys towards getting back into the 1995 version of Necromunda. We have all the stuff for that to play. We're also debating whether or not to get into the newest Kings of War. Fourth edition is just about to release. And we've also been having fun with Age of Fantasy Regiments, so maybe we don't do the Kings of War and do the Age of Fantasy Regiments. It's just a lot of indecision right now. But the good news is that we're still meeting twice a month. The guys are still gaming together. We're having a good time. We just don't seem to know from week to week what'll happen next. And maybe that's okay too. For myself, I haven't been too active in any particular project. But I did just submit our events for Adepticon, So now, even though that's about 6 months away, I get to start planning for what we're going to do for Adepticon, which will be a grimdark future game based in a Necromunda-like setting with lots of towers and bridges and things. So I have lots of things to think about. The club has lots of things to consider. And we're just not quite sure, in answer to your question, what we're going to do right now and what we're going to be doing in the near future. But we're going to enjoy it when we get to it. Thanks for the great podcast. Keep it up, and we'll talk next month. Bye-bye.
If you're one of those kind-hearted people who tips their servers, taxi drivers, and bar staff, how about tipping your favourite podcaster too? And if you've any money left after that, how about tipping me? If you appreciate the work that goes into putting this show together, or if this episode's simply helping you to pass the time whilst you work, drive, or paint, then you could leave a little something by going to bedroombattlefields.com/tip. That's bedroombattlefields.com/TIP. And now, back to the show.
Hi, it's Dave here with my sons, Noah and Jonah. And
hello.
We're just giving you a wee hobby update of what we're up to this month. So take it away, guys. What are you working on?
So we're building the Lord of the Rings Orthanc Tower. So we're currently making it out of like Pringles tubes and paper mache and cardboard for like the spikes on each side. So we're making some terrain for Middle-earth strategy battle game scenario. We're going to do like a campaign. We're going to do the Taking the Hobbits to Isengard campaign where you follow Merry and Pippin on their adventure. So we're making some terrain for that.
You need to apply the paper to the body and then add glue onto it to make it look sort of rough and stony.
And presumably, I mean, the hobbits never actually reach Isengard, but, you know.
Was the tree beard scene where like all the...
Yes, once we do the Fangorn Forest role-playing session, then we'll attack Isengard with ants. Is that maybe the plan?
Yeah.
That'll be good.
Do we have any ants?
Yeah, we have two old ones and some ones made of sticks.
Okay.
So we can make more ants out of sticks, I suppose, if you want to.
Cool.
So yeah, apart from that, we are we've been painting up wargs and orcs and
horses.
We've got some Riders of Rohan. So yeah, Middle-earth is coming together quite well. And that's mostly what we've been working on this month. Hasn't been a great deal of Necromunda campaigning. Your weird gathering has not had great success.
Yeah.
It's fair to say. Do you want to tell us about your magic guys and their struggles?
So we had like a fan-made weird gang for Necromunda where you get like all sorts of wizards hired for your team. So it hasn't gone very well. I've been attacked quite a lot of times. And
you've played what? Two games? Three games?
Three games. I've lost all of them.
You've lost all of them. And has someone been captured?
Yeah. I got like two captured guys.
Two guys captured. But you've also captured somebody's leader?
Yeah.
So yeah, there's potential.
That's like the only thing I have at this point. The only resources.
Yeah, potential for a grand rescue scenario at some point, or a prisoner exchange scenario would be more fun.
One of my enemies in the game is trying to sell one of my captives to the other team who has a captive of my group. So we're going to like try and get two captives.
Your enemies are banding together to come up with all sorts of nefarious prisoner exchange schemes. So
yeah.
Yep, that's what the game's about. That's how that goes. And then just got the second edition Burrows and Badgers book. So that's exciting too. Maybe we shall have some brand new Burrows and Badgers adventures coming up.
Might be luckier in that game.
Might be. If you don't do an Arcane Conclave and do the same thing again.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. All right. Cheers. Looking forward to hearing what everyone else has been up to. Thanks for the podcast.
Say goodbye. Bye.
Hello, Matthew and podcast listeners. This is Johan calling in from Taiwan. I'm TG Jeeves on the Discord. It is Orktober, and of course, we are sharing our hobby updates for the month. But before I get to the orc stuff I did, I quickly finished painting three Blood Angels Terminators for my ever-growing squad of Blood Angels. Always enjoy working on those guys. I then also continued printing out, 3D printing out three more. So I got three more in the pipeline. Those are always exciting to print, paint, I mean. And just as I get tired of painting red, 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 I switched over to painting green, green, green. And then I went and painted some a unit of orc boys. I feel like I need really to flesh out my troops for my orc army, my orc wah. I still have the battle wagon primed, but still not painted, unfortunately. So that would, I could say that's my failure for this month. I was definitely on the docket for the month and I ended up just doing other stuff instead. I'm still procrastinating. Still, that's a big one. I really want to give it the amount of attention it deserves. So when I get to it, I'll do it properly. And since we are in Orktober, I felt like I really needed some terrain to go with my orc boys. Just before that, I was printing out some Gothic ruins. I felt like I needed some sort of generic, you know, terrain pieces that would be good for sci-fi and fantasy. And Gothic towers are the perfect, you know, thing for that. So I printed out a bunch, not painted those yet, but I got enough now for a semi-decent sized table. So I'm excited to get into that. But what I really worked on is my orc scrapyard terrain. Those were fun at first, but, you know, terrain is one of those things where I just haven't, like, refined my process yet. So it's always daunting. It always takes a lot of time. I have gotten a little bit better doing it and getting a little bit more efficient, but I still feel like I spend way, 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 way too much time painting terrain, because it is really a completely different approach to painting miniatures when you are working with terrain. In any case, I end up with quite a good few little scrap buildings, a few scrap walls, and some, you know, barrels and whatever to fill up a nice sort of kill team sized table and provide a lot of line of sight. So that was my biggest project for the month, was really working on the terrain. And then, you know, what I always like to do when I finish a bunch of terrain, I sort of place some models around it and sort of get an idea of what a battle will look like with my painted models and, you know, with the painted terrain and so on. And I had this idea of, you know, maybe writing a short little skirmish rule set. And I sort of messed around with a few ideas, and I had always had this a few mechanics in my mind of how I would write my own skirmish game. You know, make it very short range, make it very deadly, very quick. And that is what I have been working on for the last week and a half now. And the game is basically finished being written. I actually wrote it and play tested it all within, you know, a week and a half, and got a semi-complete rulebook written, you know, including a scenario and some graphics and some photos to show things like line of sight and so on. And the game is called Rust and Fire. It's sort of a scrapyard, post-war scrapyard battle. You know, it's these mercenaries and, you know, scavengers going into a post-war city, trying to make out with as much weapons and loot and scrap material as they can, really focusing on short-range battles, rolling a handful of dice for a bunch of attacks and making it very deadly. And that's been fun. I've been actually quite surprised with how fun it was, you know, coming up with this and working on it. And yeah, maybe I will share it in the Discord when I feel it's in a good enough state. Anyway, that's it for me. Thank you again, Matthew, for the wonderful podcast. And I am looking forward to hearing everybody's October updates. That's it for me. Bye-bye.
A massive thanks, as always, to everyone who submitted a clip for the month of October. I really do appreciate you helping me make these episodes possible. And if you're looking to submit a clip throughout the month of November, you could do so by heading over to bedroombattlefields.com/voicemail. That's bedroombattlefields.com/voicemail. And I'll put a link in the show notes as well. So as for my own hobby progress, a bit of a slower month. I was away on holiday for the best part of 2 weeks, and then I was ill for the best part of a week as well. So I've really not done very much at all since my last update. Still got that just one last regiment to finish for all my 15 mil stuff. It's a wee unit of Beastmen. There's not really that much to do on it. I'm just kind of putting it off, I suppose. But yeah, it'd be good just to get those done and draw a line under that. I finished up, I've done a lot of varnishing recently just to finish things up. So the Chaos Warriors for my Blood Bowl team, they're all finished and varnished up now. And I had a couple of 15 mil units to just put some varnish on as well, but that's done. And now I'm kind of turning my attention to a human Blood Bowl team. So basically I found the best part of a team, the human team from the mid-90s Blood Bowl box. And I was just short one or two players, and Ed from the Discord very kindly reached out and offered to send me, it was a few linemen, and I was short on, particularly on throwers, on human throwers. So he sent me a nice wee care package in the post there, and that's helped bump my numbers up for this human team. So at the moment, I've just got one of the linemen, and I'm painting and painting and painting, just basically a test scheme. I'm trying to get a sort of colour scheme that I'm happy with, a kit that I'm happy with, and I'm getting there with it. I'm kind of, you know, using three different colours, and it's just figuring out like what goes where. And I've not quite arrived at something I'm totally happy with yet, so it might need another wee strip and repaint, but I'm getting there. And that'll be the next kind of project I'm working on, is that human team for Blood Bowl. But that really is it for my hobby stuff at this moment in time. Elsewhere, I have been working on an audio drama. I think it was maybe last year that I played an audio drama on the show that I'd made. And recently, this did spin out of a kind of sandbox I'd been tinkering with for gaming in, basically. So like you heard me mention a lot on the show about like the Picts and that, and I am really interested in the Picts and, you know, the tribes, the Druids and stuff that existed in Scotland before it was Scotland, basically. And I'd kind of, for a long time, I've had this idea in my mind that, you know, maybe you could get a Roman warband and kind of set this scene, this kind of frontier style scene, you know, just before Hadrian's Wall went up. And I've got this whole idea, it's like a Lovecraftian angle where some of the Druids, some of the Pictish Druids are trying to open this big gate or portal, and you could basically use all sorts of different miniatures, all sorts of demonic stuff and otherworldly stuff, and they're just pouring down from the north, and the Romans are kind of defending their wall or defending their territory against this kind of onslaught of Lovecraftian beings. So I've had this kind of sandbox story world in my mind for a while now, and I just took a notion to write a short audio drama and just kind of play about with that. And it's been a couple of years since I've actually made an audio drama, so I put this one together. It's called Hadrian's Ward, and you'll probably notice some familiar voices as well, because Lewis from the Old Hammer Fiction podcast asked him to get involved. He very kindly agreed, as did Owen Staten as well, who's obviously a fantastic voice actor. So I got they two involved, plus, you know, the kind of little troupe that I always work with on my audio dramas. So, the cast all did a fantastic job bringing it to life. And it just took a couple of weeks of tinkering away with it, the soundscape and that, to get it kind of up to the standards that I aspire to when it comes to audio drama. So I'm going to play that for you now. I really hope you enjoy it. Like I say, it's called Hadrian's Ward. A few familiar voices in there, and definitely a setting that I would like to explore further on the tabletop.
The year is 122 after Christ. On the edge of the world, Rome holds Britannia in its grasp. Yet in the north, beyond the frontier, a legion has vanished. Whispers speak of druids, of stones that hum in the night, of a gate that should never be opened. Soon, an emperor will raise a wall across the land. But before the wall, there was only fear, and those who lived in its shadow.
Look on the bright side, lads. A few scrapes from the drill yard will feel like a warm bath compared to what's waiting for us.
Oh, here we go. And what's waiting, Gallus? Tell us again.
Another patrol north tomorrow. You'll see. The mist will swallow us, the same as it swallowed the ninth.
The ninth didn't get swallowed. They got drunk, lost their sandals, and walked into a bog.
5,000 men don't vanish in a marsh, Cassian.
Then they got butchered. Tribes swarmed them, simple as that.
Then tell me why the officers burned every report. Why they slit the tongue of the one poor bastard who stumbled back.
What did he say? The survivor?
Ha! Prying ears, medic. Always poking where you shouldn't. Ouch! Careful!
Hold still or I'll poke deeper. What did he say?
Said the sky opened. Said the dead didn't stay dead. Said...
Enough! I hear one more word about the ninth, I'll have every tongue nailed to the gate! Orders from the governor himself. You speak of shadows, you spread fear. You spread fear, you feed it. Understood?
Understood, sir.
See? Just tribes. Just tribes with sharp sticks. Nothing more.
Do you feel it, Aira? The earth answers her. The stones wake what she calls.
The earth does not answer to any living being.
Let Rome draw its lines. Let them weigh the soil. The gate needs no permission. The old ways breathe. The veil grows thin.
Do you hear them? Our ancestors. After so long, they return. Rome has iron, but we will have gods.
Those are not our ancestors.
Then what walks in the mist if not them?
Something older. Something we should not call.
South they build, north we awaken. Their lines are dust. Our gate is forever.
Imperator Hadrianus, Britannia welcomes you.
Britannia greets me with mud, mist, and whispers. I have no use for whispers, Centurion. I need order. The ninth are gone. Not slain in battle, not scattered. Gone. My augurs tell me the druids pry at the north, clawing at a door better left shut. So, we will build a wall. A line across the land, block upon block, altar beneath altar, a ward, a barrier. Rome's discipline carved into earth itself.
A wall, yes, but Imperator, my men, they murmur of what waits in the mist. They are afraid. I can keep order, but if I keep sending them north...
You will send them north. The druids cannot be allowed to finish their work. Every day your men patrol is another day Rome buys.
They fear shadows. They fear the fate of the ninth.
Then let them fear me more.
It will be done, Imperator.
See that it is. Stone by stone. Life by life, if need be. Rome holds the world. And it will hold this gate.
That was Hadrian's Ward, created by Bedroom Battlefields, and a big thanks to the cast for lending their voices and making it possible. They are, in order of appearance, Lewis Davies, Owen Staten, Michael Hudson, Fiona Thrale, David Ault, Robert Cudmore, Sarah Golding, Tanya Milojevic, and Kareem Cromfley. Thanks very much for listening.